Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, cyber criminals are definitely ramping up their game this time of year. With so many people shopping online, doing a lot more online than they normally do, that it's fish in a barrel for them.
What are some steps that people can protect themselves?
What's more important is that you lock down your devices and all of your online accounts. Set good passwords, make sure your antivirus is up to date, and always, always use two-factor authentication on any account that you use. What it does is it stops people from getting into your account, even if they have your password.
And that's also an issue, is that one of the biggest things that we also need to worry about, especially this time of year, are these different phishing emails, because there are going to be companies that are looking to provide you with great sales. And just like the rest of the year, they look real.
Yeah, and they're getting more and more real and more sophisticated and more convincing. I mean, some of the most convincing ones that I've seen in recent years are the ones that are disguised to look like FedEx or UPS shipping notifications, because we're all getting tons of those this time of year anyway. I mean, they'll have the logos and the barcodes and a link for you to click on to see where your package is. Don't click on it. That's really the worst thing you can do with any kind of notification like that. Copy the tracking number and go straight to the carrier's website.
Sometimes when we do sign up for these newsletters or these emails, to get all of this marketing content from our favorite stores, I tend to find that maybe some sister stores that I didn't really know that were in their realm might start sending me their marketing, and I didn't necessarily sign up for those emails. How do we maybe unsubscribe from those or get those cleared out of our mailbox?
Yeah, my Gmail right now is just completely overflowing with brands and notifications from even companies that I ship at. Some of them are sending them 5 or 6 times a day, which is ridiculous. A lot of the time you can look up at the top of the email and you'll see an unsubscribe button. Go ahead and click that and it'll hopefully get rid of most of those. It's tough because we really want those deals from legitimate retailers this time of year. I mean, we want to save as much money as we can. We need to get our stuff quickly too.
A lot of cases, our defenses are down because we're so engaged in trying to find the perfect gift that we're not necessarily watching out for ourselves.
Right. I mean, this is the trick that cyber criminals use all the time. They add that element of urgency. It's a limited time offer. It's only now. Act now. Or, you know, even on the other end of things, well, they'll say, you know, you're going to be arrested by the feds for not paying your taxes if you don't send us money now. Anything that says you need to do it now, you need to step back, take a beat and think about it. And if something looks really strange, pick up the phone and call. You know, there's other ways to double check things besides using the internet.
We talk about putting our guard up. I've noticed a lot of retailers now, they'll give you an extra incentive for percentage off if you sign up for their text messages. That seems to be really a big trend right now. Are we just opening the floodgates by giving people our phone number?
You know, this is something that cybersecurity experts are really worried about now, because people tend to know that, you know, phishing emails, what they look like, what they feel like. But if something comes through a text, they're more apt to think it's legitimate. And a lot of the times, you know, the URL, you know, the web address that you're clicking on has been shrunken down already and you can't tell if it looks weird. So you really need to be careful of those kinds of things. It's called smishing, and experts say it's more than doubled since last year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.